This is Morning Edition on NHPR. If you're passionate about public libraries, there's no better place to be than in the Granite State. That's according to the most recent Public Libraries Survey that's conducted annually by the Institute of Museum and Library Services. That survey found New Hampshire was tops in staffing and library visits per capita. The state also ranked first in the number of programs offered per 1,000 people. Here to explain some of those numbers is Michael York. He's New Hampshire's state librarian. He joins us to talk about the results. Good morning.
Good morning.
Michael, some high marks for libraries here in the Granite State. What's your takeaway from all these rankings?
Well, it's something that we've known all along. New Hampshire does love its libraries. There are 234 public libraries in New Hampshire, one in every single community. Public library has to be free and open to the public. And when we say free, we don't mean that it doesn't cost money. It means that everybody is free to go in without paying money. They have paid for it already, obviously, in their taxes.
The survey found that New Hampshire was near the top in library spending per capita, speaking of the cost. How much of a connection do you see between that investment and the high visitation that we see here in New Hampshire?
Oh, I think there's a direct correlation with that because, obviously, the citizens are looking for services, and the services do not come free. They have to be paid for. Programming, the materials that the library owns, the things that they purchase, the things that they subscribe to. So I think there is a direct correlation between the funds that are spent on these things.
Now, the e-book revolution has more and more people doing their reading on personal devices and tablets. How are libraries here in New Hampshire adapting to keep up with that trend?
Well, almost 10 years ago now, we formed in New Hampshire a consortium. We started off with about 20 libraries, the larger libraries in the state. We now have over 200 libraries that are members of what's known as the New Hampshire Downloadable Book Consortium. This allowed the libraries to share their resources to purchase the materials that were needed. And now there is a website. Any registered borrower from one of those over 200 libraries can go on. They use their barcode that's on the back of their library card. And they can then check materials out to their Kindle, to their Nook, whatever device that they have that's supported by the company.
Yeah, the survey found over the past decade the amount of print materials at libraries. It's been decreasing at a steady rate, in fact, dramatically in some instances. And given that trend, how do you see things in 10 or even 20 years going forward? Are we going to see the same kind of public library that we've been used to?
You're correct. We are moving into an era when there will be fewer books on the shelves, but they're not going away immediately. There are still lots of people who like to read books in paper format, and I don't see that changing.
You don't see a room full of just a few kiosks in the future where people just go up and download something and walk out.
I see that. What I can't see is when that's actually going to happen, but there will be a tipping point, as there is with most things, where I think the tipping point is going to come when more and more people feel comfortable using the technology, and that's happening because the technology is so much easier to use than it was.
Also, I think the point needs to be made that libraries here, and this is not lost in the survey, is that this is a community meeting place. There's so many other activities. A library is much more than just reading material. There's children's activities. There's all kinds of community activities, forums that take place. And there's that is alive and well here in New Hampshire as well.
Indeed. What we're finding with the new libraries that are being built, there's a relatively new library in Guilford. There's also a new library in Hudson. There are lots of libraries. They're not going away. And as a matter of fact, people recognize that they are wonderful community centers. And what's happening is less space is being devoted to the collections and more space is being devoted to meeting space.
Michael York is New Hampshire's state librarian. Michael, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.